Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Kuf Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Beis on the base, on the 15th line, Achitofel Adam Gibor B'Tayro Haya. Achitofel Adam Gibor B'Tayro Haya, Ksir B'Yosef Oid David Eskol B'Chor B'Yisrael, Shloshim Elef, Rabbi Brachia B'Shem Rabbi Abba B'Kahana, Tishim Elef Zikainim Mina David B'Yemechad, V'Lei Mina Achitofel Emohem. Achitofel was great in Torah, it says, and David added to the children of Nabi Saul 30,000. Rabbi Brachia said in the name of Rabbi Abba Bakahana that David appointed 90,000 Chachomim one day and he didn't appoint Achitofel with them. Hadei Dechsev, Vayosef Oid David, Eskol Bachor Yisrael, Shloshim Elef, Vayosef Talasin, Oid Talasin, and Pshuta Dekroi, Talasin Haretishin. We learn from the Pasuk, and David added to the chosen ones of Yisrael 30,000. So the word the Yosef alludes to 30,000, Oi teaches us another 30,000, and the simple meaning is 30,000, this makes a total of 90,000. Find that when David came to carry the Oren Bris Hashem, he didn't carry it like Torah law on the shoulders, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, and they set the Oren of Hashem upon a new cart, etc. The Oren would lift the Kohanim conducting the wagon and lower them to the ground. It lifted the Kohanim and lowered them to the ground. Shalach David va'aisi l'achitofel amal le. Amalei leith at amali ma ledein aroina to taon kanai leroim v'tarifloin la'ara, taon kanai leroim v'tarifloin la'ara. David sent to Achitofel a message, will you not tell me why the Aaron lifts the Kohanim and lowers them to the ground? It lifts the Kohanim and lowers them to the ground. Amalei shalach shol leilein chakimaya de manisa. Amal David man de yaga le mikmasa v'lo mikima yehi sefei mis chanoka. Achitofel told him to ask the Chachamim that he appointed. David said, one who knows how to establish the Oren to go normally and doesn't tell us that we can do so, in the end he will be choked. Amal davach koimei behu koim adahi tachsir vayhi yitzadonosi Oren Hashem shisha sa'adim vayizbach shol amoi. Achitofel said, slaughter a korban in front of it and it will cease from doing so. And this explains the pasuk. Then later on in Pasuk Yud Gimel, and it says it was when the bearers of the Oren of Hashem had trodden six steps, he sacrificed an ox and a small fattened animal. Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Mana, Chad Amar Al Kol Siida V'Siida Shor Amari V'Seif Shiva Parim V'Shor Elim V'Chana Amar Al Kol Siida V'Siida Shor Parim V'Shor Elim V'Seif Shor Amari. Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Mana disagreed about this. One said that after every step they slaughtered an ox and a fattened animal, and at the end of six steps, it was seven oxen and seven rams. The other one said that after every step, they slaughtered seven oxen and seven rams, and at the end of the six steps, an ox and a fattened animal. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Achitofel, Mila d'mayin nekaya, Amrin d'chnishta b'chal yom v'yam mislei, v'lebnei k'haslai nosam k'yavayas ha'kodesh aleihem v'kaseif yisu v'da amat lei. Hashem said to Achitofel, something that children say when learning in the Beis HaKnesses, you didn't say to him. The Pasuk says, and to the Beis HaKnesses, Hashem did not give the holy service because it was upon them to carry the burden of the Mishkan, meaning that they were not given wagons because they carried the most holy things, they carried on their shoulders rather than on a wagon. And this you told him to offer a korban. Hashem didn't say this to him, rather this is why David's curse was fulfilled on him. וכן אדמוית זה בשעה שבר דוד לחפור תם ליוסן של בית המקדש חופה חמש עשי מוון דאמן ולי אשכח דהימה ובסויפה אשכח חד עצי צבאה ממיסה המלא לייף עד יוחל. Similarly, you find that when David came to dig the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash, he dug 1500 amas and didn't find the tahom, the water deep below the ground. Nesachim must fall who conduits in the Mizbeach to the Tahaim. At the end, he found one earthenware flower pot. He wanted to lift it. He said, and he thought to himself that it said, you may not. Malay lama, amalei dana hacha kavish al Tahaima. עמלי ומין אימס עד הלכה, עמלי מן שעתה דאשמה רחמנה קלי לסיני אני אשם נקחה, ועד את ארה, ושקיאס, ואנה יאהב הלכה, כביש אל תהימה. Ovid asked why, and it said, here I am holding back with Tahim. He said, how long are you here? It said, from the time that Hashem heard his voice on Har Sinai, Anecha Hashem Elokecha, the land shook and began to sink. I was put here, holding back with Tahim. Afagav Kain, Lo Shamalei Kirin De Rimei Salik Tahima Uvar Mishtva Alma, Mitafa Alma, Vahava Achitofel Kaim Taman Alma Kadein Dovid Mishchanek V'ana Melech. Even so, he didn't listen to it. Once he lifted it, the Tahim came out and wanted to flood the world. Achitofel was standing there. He thought that David will choke if he's close to the water, then I will stop the water and I will be king. Amar David, man dechakim liyada mekimte v'lai mekim le yai soifei mischanek. Amar ma da amar v'ukme hischel David oime shira shir hamalif shir lemeya oilis al kol meya amar haya oime shira. David said that a chacham who knows how to stop the water and doesn't do so, in the end he'll be choked. Achitofel said something and stopped it. David began to say Shira, Shir Malis, Shir for 100 steps. For each 100 Amos, he said Shira. Avagav Hava Sefer Mishanaka. Amar Biosi Hadahi de Mitla Amar Sarech Bar Nash Hashash Arlevataya de Rabba Afilo Amagain. Even so, the Achitofel stopped the water, in the end he was choked. Biosi said that this is like the parable says that one must be concerned for the curse of a great man, even for nothing means even a bit here that the curse was if he will not stop it, and he stopped it, nevertheless he received the curse. Rabbi Yumya, Vishem, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Megillah Shemasa Shmuel, David Amma Achitofel Bruch HaKadosh. Rabbi Yumya, quoting Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, said that the Megillah that Shmuel handed over to David about how to build the Beis HaMikdash, Achitofel said it through Bruch HaKadosh. Amar Hava Achitofel Ovid, Kad Hava Barnash Avol, Melech Bei Remila, Hava Amali Ezel Ovid Kain Vahachin, Vein Leith At Nehemenli Azal Vashal Ba'um Baturim, Hava Shal Shal Va'ad Azal Shal Ba'um Rashkech Kalei Kain. What they used to do to flaunt his Chachma, when a person came to consult with him, he would say, go and do so, and if you don't believe me that this is correct, go and ask Ba'um Baturim. He would ask and find that it was like Achitofel had said. Had he dechsev, Vatsis Achitofel Shayyarz Ba'im Ahim, Kasher Yishal Ba'gomer, Ish kari v'leksev layochlu haksuvim likoisei ish. This explains the pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chof Gimel, and the council of Achitofel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man inquired of the word of Hashem. But the word ish, although it's not written in the pasuk, it's pronounced and read as if it is written in the pasuk, meaning to say, The apostle could not call him a man because his counsel was like that of an angel. How did he become distant? The apostle says, and Achitofel saw that his counsel was not done, and he saddled his donkey, etc. And he commanded his household and choked himself. Achitofel commanded his sons three things. Don't rebel against the Malchus, the kingdom of Beis David, because we find that Hashem showed favor to them, even if they sin in public. Don't buy from or sell to one who is prospering. If Shuas was clear, plant wheat, it will grow well. Batal v'imbura basharav, and we don't know whether he meant it's clear with dew and not rain, or clear with heat and not cold. Yechazi adam gibor v'teira haya ela shahayu lo shloisha dra'im, ayin sara v'poritz v'elva, v'haya moide v'tchir samesim. Yechazi was great in Torah, but he had three bad things. Stinginess, he was poritz, means he was uninhibited in elva, and he did not admit to tchir samesim. Ein Sauer Bishasha Elisha, Yosef Betinoye, Ave Gechazi, Yosef Le Al Tara, Batamidai, Yachmin Le, Vamin Gechazi Le Al, Vanan Alan, Vahava Tinayev, Miss Ame, Ubanash Le Miss Honey Klum. He was stingy, when Elisha sat and taught, Gechazi sat at the gate. The Talmidim saw him and said, if Gechazi did not enter, surely there is no room. How will we enter? He didn't want others to benefit from Elisha. Elisha taught that no person benefited from him at all. Once Gehazi was distanced, what does it say over there? It says in Malachim Beis in Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph, and the disciples of the Nevi'im said to Elisha, behold now, the place where you are sitting before you is too narrow for us. The place there couldn't hold the multitude of Talmidim. The poet, the Elva, Shukena Shunamis, I meres le Isha Hinina Yadati ki Isha Lekim Kodeshu, Oiva Alenu Tomid, and Rabbi Yonah, who Kodesh Vein Tamid Kodesh. He was poets in Elva. What does that mean? The Shunamis told her husband, behold, now I know that he is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Rabbi Yonah said, he is Kodesh, but his Talmud is not Kodesh, meaning Gehazi. And Rabbi Avin, Shle Hibit Bar Miyamov. The first explanation is that the Avon said that Elisha's Kedusha was that he never looked at her. And Rabbana Kisari explained again that how did she know he was holy because she never saw semen on his clothes in which he slept. The maidservant of Shmuel Yitzchak said, I used to launder my master's garments. I never saw a bad matter, means a drop of semen, on my master's garments. Siv, v'yigash kechazi lahadafa, ma'u lahadafa, am Rav Yosi ben Chanina, shenosan yodi b'hoid shebi Yosea ben Dadea. Rav Yosi ben Chanina said, when the Pasuk says, and Gehazi approached lahadafa, he put his hand in the hoid of Yafia, which means the peak of her beauty, it means between her breasts. Gehazi didn't admit to Tchias HaMesim. We find that when Elisha came to revive the Shunamis' son, Elisha told him, and that's in Pasuk Perek, David, Pasuk Koftes, take my staff in your hand and go. If you meet anyone, don't greet him. He greets you, don't answer him. V'hu le'avad kein ela kapaga v'anash bei amalei ma'ain la'ain gechavi. Amalei, ana ezel m'chayim meisim, amalei leistim m'chayim meisim ela kodesh boruch u'dechsev bei Hashem meimis m'chaya merid sha'ol yal. He didn't do this, rather, when he encountered a man, the man said to him, from where do you come, Gehazi, where are you going? And Gehazi said, I'm going to revive the dead. And the man said, only Hashem can revive the dead, as the Pasuk says. Hashem kills and brings to life. Hashem takes down to the grave and brings up. And Gehazi thought that Hashem does not revive the dead, and Elisha had a way to do so himself. Gehazi went and the staff did nothing. He returned to Elisha, who told him, I know that if he was sleeping, he wouldn't awaken through you, because you didn't obey my orders. At Meisei v'shar shebar Naaman Sazva Melech Aram et Elisha bar elav basusoi b'rechvoi am Rav Yochanan basusoi k'siv bar mitan le dahav v'kesev istalvon l'rushin avonon teivois and avalios le kibel alav. You find that when Naaman, the head general of the king of Aram, came to Elisha, he came with his horse and his chariot. Rav Yochanan says that it's written basusoi, but we pronounce it basusav, which is the plural, because he wanted to give Elisha gold, silver, cloaks, garments, gems and pearls, and he didn't accept. And this explains when it says that he pressured Elisha to accept, and Elisha refused. Gehazi came and said, Hi, Hashem, run after him and take something from him. It's written Muma without an Aleph, means something, but it's written without an Aleph, which means he took a blemish, means he took Tzaraas. Azal, Umata be Renasav, Matanasav, Vitamun be Elisei. Asav, Gabi Elisha, Amalei, Ma'ain al-Ain Gehazi, Me'anta, Matan Sharam, Shasadikin. He went, caught up with Naaman, took what he took and hid it in his upper floor. He came to Elisha, who said, Ma'ayin, from where? You come, Gehazi, and to where do you go? Me'anta means you refuse to get reward of tzaddikim. I did a kiddush Hashem to heal him for free. You turned it into a chilul Hashem, and we read it in Ma'ayin, but it's written me in. Amaloi le'alach avdecha ana v'ana v'yeme loy libi halach kasher hafach ish me'al melkav toy le'kvasecha ha'if lakach of kesef v'zav v'geime ha'if lakach of kesef v'zav v'geime ha'if lakach of avonim toyus v'magolius l'tichach saras na'aman t'davek v'cha. Because he said, your servant didn't go anywhere. Elisha said, did my heart not go when the man came off his chariot to greet you? It's the time to take the silver and gold. It's the time to take gems and pearls. Therefore, the saras of Naaman should cling to you. The pasuk says, it's written that the four men had saras at the opening of the gate. Who were these four? Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav, Gechazi, Rav Sheshes Banav, Hoyu. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, they were Gechazi and his three sons. It's written, and Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, was sick, etc. What did he go to do there in Damascus, in Hoslaritz? The answer is he went to bring Gehazi back to Tshuva, and he found him mochlat, which means he was quarantined. And here we see that we repel with the left hand and bring closer with the right hand, because he rejected him too strongly. He needed to toil so much to return him, and he didn't succeed. Yochanan quotes the pasuk in Eoiv and Perk, Lamad Aleph, Pasuk, Lamad Beis, a stranger didn't lodge outside my doors, I would open to the road. This shows that we repel with the left hand and draw close with the right hand, unlike Elisha, who rejected Gehazi with two hands. Elisha fell sick twice, once normally and once because he rejected Gehazi. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Vishasha, Nimru, Va'amu, Shlosha, Melochim, Ba'abo, Hejotis, Elam, Chilolim, Havo, Yod Savaska, Va'amma, Ama Amecha, Ishalmena, Kimaasta, Elekiat, Tivcha, Vele, Ani, Uma Yadad Dava. Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Shuvan Levi said that when they voted and said that three kings and four commoners have no share in the world to come, and they wanted to add Shloima, a Baskal came out and said, and it's a Pasuk in Eo, Perk Lamad Dalad, Pasuk Lamad Gimel, from your counsel, should he pay it for your, for you despise your life? Should you choose and not I? And what you know, speak. Meaning, do you decide reward and punishment? I decide. Big shu, the service, shlema, himahin, valdova, vinishatech, lepinehem, yesh oime, eish, yotza, mi base kotcha, kadoshim, kadosh, kadoshim, liatas, yuvasihim. They want to add shlema with them. David came and prostrated in front of them, and that they should not. Some say that fire came out of the kosher kadoshim and burned around them. Hada ila haya yalef mit sali umithane kien chenimne imahin sali vle isani. Hada ila, who was a chacham, used to pray when afflictions came and he was answered. When he was counted with them to add shloimai, he prayed and he wasn't answered. Doshi rushumais omu kulhen yishlem chil lam habo, na taime li gilad vlim nasher ephraim mo'ez roishi yehudim chaykaki, mo'ev sirachsi al adoim eflich na'ali. Li gilad ze achav melech yisol, those who expound hints in Tzukim said that all of them, the six Yisraelim listed in our Mishnah, have a share in the world to come. What's the source for this? It's the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Samach, Pasuk Tes. Gilad is mine, and Menashe is mine, and Ephraim is the strength of my head, Yehuda is my lawgiver. The Gemara says, Li Gilad refers to Achav, the king of Yisrael, who died in Amos Gilad. Li Menashe, Kishmu'oi. Li Menashe connotes Menashe, Ephraim Ma'ez Roshi, the Yehovim ben Nevat, Ephrasi, and Ephraim Ma'ez Roshi refers to Yeravam ben Nevat Ephrati from Shevet Ephraim. Yehuda Mechakiki, the Achitofel, when it says Yehuda Mechakiki, refers to Achitofel from Shevet Yehuda. Mayav Sirachsi, the Gehazi, and Mayav Sirachsi refers to Gehazi, who was stricken with Saras, to the episode with the bathing, means Naaman's cure for Saras. And Al Edom Ashlich Naali, the Doeg Adoimi, and the phrase Al Edom Ashlich Naali refers to Doeg ha'edoimi. Amu Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'boinu kol ha'olamim, ana v'dovid malkut Yisrael, meikol loin anshei domim, mimo liyachzi yimeihem. Yisrael said to Hashem, Master of the Worlds, what will we do? Dovid Melech Yisrael cursed them with the pasuk in Perek Nunhei, pasuk Chofdavid. It says, men of blood and deceit shall not live half of their lives. Amaloin alai la'asoysam reyim elu la'elu alai peleshes esoya alai peleshes mishisoyi alai lefalesh lahem ma'asim tovim la'asoysam reyim elu la'elu. Hashem says, it's incumbent on me to make them reyim, which means friends, and quoting the pasuk in Tehillim, kufches pasuk yud, that it says, on peleshes I shall shout, means alai fleshes yisrayi, it's upon me to find for them good deeds, to make them friends with each other.